Simon Fry on the White, and we are at the Riverside, and there's been a demonstration earlier, but there's a group of people here that went in to see Andrew Turner during his surgery, his weekly surgery, and got a chance to ask him some questions. And you are?
Kay Smith.
Fran Heath.
Maria Villavine.
So what did you kick off with? What was the first question?
We asked Andrew about what was discussed and agreed at last week's council budget meeting, in particular what was said by Councillor Stewart in regards to public services, and he did say that more services could actually be cut.
Councillor Stewart,
leader of the Conservative Party on the island. And very clearly said that public services were a socialist ideology. Now, we kind of asked Andrew what he thought about that. But we also asked, because we were at the meeting this morning...
For the Vote for the White.
Yeah, for that. And he was currently at a meeting with Greg Clark and Ian Ward, discussing the plight of the Isle of Wight and the fact that it was a special case and it needed to have additional funding.
So Dave Stewart was saying this.
Yeah, right. Someone and a Conservative councillor said in this meeting this morning that's where those two people were today. So basically, we asked. Well, yes, it does sound promising. But what we were trying to ask him was, last week they were saying that the council actually needed to cut even more. But today are in London meeting Greg Clark, asking him for more money. So we were kind of asking him, well, isn't that something that is a little bit misleading for people? And people are really struggling to understand. Inconsistent, I think, would be a good word to use, yes. But we also asked him himself about the fact that he had voted in Parliament for 25% cut in local authority budget, but then is also doing kind of exactly the same thing of... meeting with David Cameron and Greg Clark, the minister, to get the island to be recognised as a special case and for additional funding to be brought here. We were trying to get across that a lot of people find that very difficult to understand because it seems to be a bit of a conflict of interests.
Right.
A conflict of understanding, a conflict in general.
And what was his response to that then?
He said that he was voting for the cuts basically because of overspend in the north by Labour councils.
The north of England?
Yes.
Okay.
And we said, well, yes, but you serve the Isle of Wight, so why are you even thinking of that? Surely you need to focus on our council, what's happening here and the Isle of Wight. And he seemed to think that, no, he shouldn't really be doing that. He's looking nationally, and that was the most important thing.
And voting for his national party.
Yeah.
He obviously is elected to represent the people of the Isle of Wight, but he felt it was
was secondary to voting with his party and voting because of the overspend up in the north of England.
Okay.
So it just seemed very strange.
Interesting.
To me.
Okay.
Yes.
What came after that?
We also asked him about this additional funding and the fact that it was said last week that it was for public services and the campaign that we understood that was launched today was about bringing additional money to the Isle of Wight, fighting for the Isle of Wight.
What you've been doing for a long time.
Yeah, we've been doing that for the last 9 months. Not just us, but lots of people on the island, and we have over 1,000 people on our Facebook page and people beyond that as well, I think. We asked about the fight for the Wight. Public services and additional money that needs to come to make sure that we've got those public services in the 2017-2018 budget. Because of the lack of money, and the council will effectively be bankrupt next year when the budget is looked at and pushed forward for next year.
Yeah.
He basically said that it wasn't necessarily public services, that could actually be private services. Now,
he used the word independent services, didn't he? But I think what I gained from that was he's talking about private.
Right. So. Independent of the council.
I assume so, yeah.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He definitely did mention private as well as independent.
Okay. I mean, that's seems to be a conflict to what everyone's expecting.
I mean, obviously, we do want to give this campaign some breathing space, if you like. We'll get behind it because it's what we've been fighting for the last 9 months. But we really kind of need to emphasise that the understanding that we have is the same understanding as he has.
Yeah.
And I think that was a bit what we didn't get from that meeting, actually.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know, what's just sprung into my head was that when there was the One White campaign, and it seemed clear what that was about. That was about keeping it as one constituency and how important that was. And there was a lot of people signing petitions and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And then when it came around that it was actually too white is what got delivered, that then there was a sort of, oh, brilliant, and that's exactly what the One White campaign wanted, which seemed to us to be slightly at conflict. So defining what is needed, what people are fighting and signing for, does seem to make sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think
now,
we, after the meeting, we came out and we spoke with people, and that is absolutely what people want. They want the clarity of what they're actually signing up to. And I think we've kind of got mixed messages about what that is. We think that it needs to be it's a very democratic thing, which we all need in politics these days, do we not? That people are signing up for something that they clearly know what they're signing up for, with that very clear understanding of what the outcome is intended to be at the end of the 6 months.
Okay, great. And did anything else? I mean, there's been two quite big revelations there. Anything else that he came out with in the conversation that you had? How long did he have with him in the end?
We had 20 minutes with him, which is a standard surgery time.
Yeah. Okay. What, do you went in with a bad knee or... No, I'm joking. So what was the... Anything else come out of there?
I think they were the two main clarifications that we gained from that meeting, basically.
Okay. And how was it? What was his manner like? What was he... How did you feel he was being with you? Was he a willing listener?
I think he was listening, but we've met with Andrew before, and we've established from the beginning that we probably weren't going to cover much mutual ground, but, you know, it's good to have discussions. We did also ask him, actually, we had a list of questions that people had put forward to us, so we took those in. We actually asked him about what he felt about MPs getting a pay rise in times of austerity. And I don't actually feel, even though we stood out here with very cold heads and hands and our brains are starting to freeze up, whether or not we've got a really clear answer about that.
I felt he said, he basically was saying that the policy of MPs gaining a pay rise was already set and there was nothing
right,
he could do
about
it. Which I felt quite angry about, because, you know, staff at County Hall have been asked to take reductions in salaries, and yet MPs are still not, you know,
right,
they're still sitting happily in their seats with a great wage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And a greater one now.
Yeah, even greater.
Yeah, I think they put it out to a sort of an independent body is the way they did it, so they can go, oh, well, really? I've got to take this money?
Well, I think Andrew did intimate that it wasn't his policy, it was somebody else's policy.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I guess you don't have to agree with that policy, right?
Mm-hmm. And, well, from memory as well, we asked him as soon as it was awarded, where, are you going to take the money or are you going to refuse it? He then said he was going to give that to charities. We've asked him subsequently which charities, and he hasn't yet to divulge that.
Possibly the homeless?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, given the number of people that are concerned about that here today, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can hope.
Be a good start, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for standing here and freezing. It's cold, so it shows determination. Thanks very much.
Thank you.